Is integration lowering standards in our public schools? Should we pay teachers on a basis of merit or length of service? Is getting better teachers just a matter of writing checks? Who should have the major responsibility for education, the state or the county? State Superintendent of Public Instruction Floyd Christian will answer these and other questions as we look into the Florida future, education. These programs giving perspectives on the state's next 10 years are produced by Radio Center, the University of Florida, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. Here to talk with Superintendent Christian is Jack Detweiler.
Superintendent Christian, I understand there were a number of counties that voted zero mills in the last millage election. How do you interpret these votes?
I think you have to interpret this differently in each of these counties, because in five of the counties where there were no mills voted, or zero mills were voted, there were internal problems in each of the counties. There's a grand jury investigation in Escambia County. There were taxpayer suits in the other counties. And in general, the people were fed up with high assessments. Then, too, there is always much confusion, I think, in the voters' mind about millage elections and how important they are to the school system. I would like, of course, to see the Constitution change this, revise it so that the school board has this authority to levy up to a certain limit. But the overall counties in Florida passed their millage, but some of them didn't pass the recommended millage of the board. But five of them, where we had zero mills voted, we had internal problems.
Well, do you consider this last millage election either a vote of confidence or a vote of no confidence for our schools?
Well, I would say this. I would think it indicated to the school people that the people at home are fed up with local ad valorem taxes and feel that greater support of our school should be at the state level. I wouldn't say it's a no confidence vote, because the counties I indicate had internal problems, and the other places we passed it, not by big majorities. But I think most people want good schools and are willing to pay for it. But there's so much confusion among this kind of election.
Of course, behind this, I think, is the desire of everyone to have better teachers. Is this just a matter of writing checks?
No, I think this is a matter of teacher salaries has been blown completely out of proportion. Of course, adequate starting salaries for teachers are necessary if we are to attract the best. Salaries are important, too, if we're to keep them in Florida schools. However, other things are just as important, such as reduced class loads, improved working condition, release time for planning, better and more textbooks, improved library facilities, improved maintenance and care of our school plants. All of these cost money, and they are important. However, in almost any field, business, industry, or government, improvements do mean adding money. And of course, by improving efficiency, we can possibly make progress without necessarily spending extra money. But I've heard this so many times that the only thing the school people were interested in is teacher salaries. Then this is just not true.
You mentioned several of the things that you desire that do cost money. Are there any things that we could introduce into our educational system that do not cost money?
Yes, and in this study that we have made and back with the Constitutional Revision Commission, we have recommended that some of the smaller counties be changed from county school districts to district boundaries, like we have our junior colleges. In some of our counties, we only have, say, 1,500 or 2,000 students, which is not adequate for a good school program. So in the new constitution that we have recommended, this is one thing we could do. It'd be the consolidation of counties so we could have good schools, have enough students to have good schools, and this would not cost money, but it would improve the quality of classroom programs at the same time. This is an excellent way, I think, to save money for our state.
Should we pay our teachers on the basis of merit, or should we pay them according to the length of service?
Well, I think we have to pay them according to the length of service, and I do think that there are times coming now in Florida when we can pay our teachers in some form of incentive program. We have tried the National Teacher Education Examination, but none of these have proven satisfactory. And until we do devise some type of rating system which accomplishes its purposes, we have to go on the length of service and the degree. But I think the time is coming when we can consider some method that will be a fair evaluation, of teacher service, and I am sure this will come to us in the future. We need to do a lot of research on this subject.
During the next 10 years, what problems do you feel like the state will face concerning racial integration?
In desegregation matters, Florida has truly been a leader in the South, and the state has been commended on several occasions by the U.S. Office of Education, by the Commissioner of Education, and of course we've been proud of this. Naturally, because desegregation is something about which so many have strong feelings. We still have minor trouble spots in some of our counties, but in the next 10 years, I think the transition will have been completely successful. I think we're to be commended at the educational type of program that's been conducted in our state on desegregation, and I think our citizens and our school people are to be congratulated for doing such a fine job.
Has there been any hint that the progress we've made towards integration has lowered standards?
Well, of course, you hear this quite a bit, but there's no real test that's been made to show this. I'm sure in some areas, one or two isolated spots where we've had to integrate considerable amounts, you might have found some standards lowered a little bit. But eventually this will be pulled back up. I don't think it's something that you could hang your hat on and say that we have statistics or research information to prove this. I do think that we've made considerable progress on it, and only in isolated cases would I say the standards have been affected at all.
Superintendent Christian, some people wish to see more preschool education, even below the kindergarten level. What responsibility does the state have to educate the extremely young child?
Well, at the present time, we have none. We do have in our minimum foundation programs kindergarten, but they have not been adequately financed, and most of the programs now have been through federal resources known as Head Start and other programs. I would like to see first our system of kindergartens completely financed. And as soon as we've done that, I hope that we can, through some federal sources or other funds, move on down and move into the younger age child for education, because it is important and we can do something with it.
In terms of vocational and technical education, I understand this is a growing field in Florida. Can you describe some of the developments in this field and then discuss some of the changes that will take place during the next 10 years?
Yes, because of the speed with which education and technology are moving forward today, this is a most difficult question to answer. However, as in the past, we have attempted to keep abreast or even ahead our technological changes so as to provide the skill and train workers which will be needed by industry as this state grows. There will have to be a step up in our technical education programs to meet the changing needs of industry. Even today, we are falling behind in turning out skilled personnel needed to operate computers or other pieces of advanced equipment. So this is one phrase that we have seen such a fantastic rapid growth in the number of school children and the change in the curriculum that we have not done as well in vocational technical education, but we are moving now towards greater service in this field.
Do you have a hard time getting students to enter these type of programs?
Yes, you know, whenever you go in and ask a group of youngsters in the high school if they're going on to college, about 99% of them raise their hands. And this is because they have been motivated by their parents to go to college. And yet, when you look at the statistics, only about 40% of those get through, or less than that sometimes, which means that 60% of them should be trained in some other field of skill. And we have to do a better job of recognizing these youngsters through guidance and counseling and encouraging them to get in this field and then train them in this field and then have opportunities for them to be of service.
What new types of education do you think will be important in Florida during the next few years?
Well, every phase of our education going, as you mentioned, our preschool program, our kindergarten's very important. We've got to adequately finance our grades 1 through 12. We are done a wonderful job in our junior college, but we are falling behind in our senior institutions. We're jammed up, as you know, in enrollments in all our senior institutions. So we've got to make room for these youngsters as they come through the junior college or the high school to see that they have opportunities in our senior institution. So every phase, and including the vocational technical that I just mentioned, must be continued to work on so we can improve as we go ahead to meet this great challenge and opportunity to serve the people of Florida.
Of course, we recognize that part of Florida's problems in the past have been the fantastic growth rate in our schools. Are there any signs that we're coming to the end of this rapid growth rate?
Well, you know, there has been a little leveling off in the grades 1 through 12, but there's been an increase, as you would imagine, in the junior college senior institutions. It just depends on how many people move to Florida. Everybody keeps talking about they're going to move to Florida, and I think most of them are coming. So it's hard to really, but we have had some leveling off, but not enough to say that we could cut back on our planned growth program, and especially among the kids or youngsters that are going into junior college in our senior institutions.
This problem of public support for education is a controversy from time to time. Many people who do not have children feel like they shouldn't have to pay so much for schools. Why do we in this country believe in free public education, and how far can we take it?
Well, these persons who say they should not have to support schools because their children are either out of school or they do not have children are forgetting one major point. If it had not been for this cooperative financing of education, who would have paid for their education? The roots of publicly financed education in this country go back to the days before we were ever a nation, when colonists levied taxes on real property for school purpose. The idea behind our system of public finance schools is that while the individual benefits from the education he receives, society as a whole benefits more and to a greater extent than anyone else. I think our public schools has what made America great.
Superintendent Christian, as far as the authority and direction of a school program, how much should this be concentrated at the state level, and how much should be left to the local level?
Well, I've always been a strong believer that the control of the school should remain in the local communities, that is, under the school board elected by the people and either the elected or appointed superintendent. And then the State Department of Education and the state superintendent should have control over the monies given to them by the legislature for these schools and set up standards so that these standards will pull these counties up to a high grade of proficiency in education. I want the counties to run their schools, but I want the states to give leadership and guidance and direction, and if they don't do a good job, to say so that they don't use money foolishly, but make them use it wisely. So I believe in local control with state support and leadership and minimum standards so that these counties can be brought up to that standard.
In your opinion, what are the most important things concerning education that Floridians should keep in mind?
Well, education and good education is the single most important aspect of a person's personal life because it is on this foundation that the individual builds his entire life. Without a good education today, a person is lost. Tomorrow, an education will even be more important if a person is to compete in the marketplace of employment. Our children of today are the adults of tomorrow. They are the future of our state and nation and the world. This future, for them and for all of us, can be no better than the education they receive.
We thank you, Superintendent Floyd Christian, for sharing with us your views on Florida's education, particularly on changes that will occur in the next 10 years.
Thank you. Glad to be your guest.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Floyd Christian has talked with Jack Detweiler on this program in the series, The Florida Future. These programs are produced at Radio Center, College of Journalism and Communications, the University of Florida, Gainesville, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. This is Herschel Connor.